last year for Advent, we did a study on the characters that appear in the Advent season. I wrote a sermon about John and Jesus talking to each other from the womb when Mary and Elizabeth, when Mary visits Elizabeth. I did not get to present this sermon last year since Samantha was hospitalized with pneumonia. Is this sermon as written relevant this year as last? As relevant this year as last? Probably not. But the sacred visit between Mary and Elizabeth is, and so is embracing the dark during Advent. This is a reworked version from last year, which, as Jack reminded us last week, things can change for better or worse over a year. Hey, cuz, it's dark and cozy in here, so warm. It's like sacred darkness. We're away from all the problems of the world. But when your mom said they are blessed, I leapt for joy or fear of the unknown. There's all this talk about spiritual leadership and my being your right-hand person. It's a huge endeavor. You're prophesized as the Prince of Peace, leading a new way in a dark world. Wow. Hey, John, that's a lot of pressure. Leading a way through darkness, teaching, healing, telling stories. Are you up for the task of being my right-hand person, helping to spread the word of this new way? Well, maybe we can just stay here in the warmth and safety of our mom's womb. The story of Mary going to seek out her female relative, who may or may not be her actual cousin, is one of solidarity and acceptance. This unlikely meeting is often referred to as the visitation. Unlikely since Elizabeth was older and not able to have children, and Mary was an unwed teenage virgin. Mary is met by Elizabeth, not with ridicule and condemnation, but with wonder and joy. How can it be, is stated several times in the passage. At the visitation, Elizabeth asks, why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? And also, Zechariah is full of wonder when the same angel Gabriel visits him about the announcement of his son and tells him that his son will be great in the sight of God. According to a commentary by Justo Gonzalez, at the visitation, Mary is filled with the Holy Spirit. Because she is so filled, she is able to recognize the work of God in what, by traditional human standards, would merit only criticism and judgment, which clearly Elizabeth does not do. Advent is the time of waiting. Elizabeth waiting for John to be born. Mary waiting for Jesus. Both women have been blessed. Or is it all women are blessed? According to Ginger Gaines Sorelli, a commentator writer in the CEB, Women's Bible, Mary and Elizabeth's blessing was a blessing of purpose. New life, of relationship, of participation, and what God was doing in the world. These blessings brought hardship, confusion, and grief, but it was still a blessing. The greatest gift we receive, the capacity to love, share, create, all involve risks and are certain to bring pain into our lives. God desires our participation in the divine work of bearing beauty, love, and truth into the world, and that's a blessing indeed. When I was pregnant with my son Jesse, there were some complicated issues right before he was born. I promise I will not share all the details. First of all, in month 9, I didn't feel movement, and I was concerned. After eating chocolate ice cream and still no movement, I was advised to head to the hospital. The New York Rangers hockey team just won the Stanley Cup, 1994, the last time. There was all this jubilation in the streets on the way to the hospital. Maybe it was jubilation or an announcement of a pending birth. To get to the point, Jesse's head was floating and he didn't want to come down to create labor. To start that descent from the warm, safe, dark, maybe sacred space of my womb, I did eventually have a natural birth with Jesse, where unbeknown to me, the midwives sat on my abdomen to help Jesse descend. leaving the safe, warm darkness. Again, in Justo Gonzalez's commentary, Zhang Yong Li states, Jesus was born to a marginal person. He was conceived by Mary when she was unwed. Thus, while the birth of Jesus was divinely justified, it was nevertheless socially condemned. Jesus, as well as his parents, was marginalized from the time of his conception. Today's world feels dark, very dark. Women, our LGBTQIA plus siblings, immigrants, persons of color, do not know what the future holds. Will we all return to the darkness, not allowing our lights to shine? Or, as it is stated in Zechariah's song, will the dawn of heaven break upon us and give light to those sitting in darkness to guide us on the path to peace? I heard Zohran Mamdani, our mayor-elect, say on a podcast the other day, reawakening the possibility where the dark can be light while recognizing the weight of everything. There is so much weight. I hope you can carry it to the light.